Watching athletes test the edges of human ability can offer a welcome diversion from the churn of global headlines. On Friday evening, the 2026 Milan Cortina Winter Olympics officially began. Italy has welcomed 3,500 athletes from more than 90 countries to compete in 116 medal events. For the first time in Olympics history, the events are spread across an entire country. On the ground in Milan for the Monitor are Story Hinckley and Mark Sappenfield, soon heading for the mountains. Covering these games is proving to be a logistical feat worthy of a medal. Be sure to check out all of our Olympics coverage at csmonitor.com/world/Olympics. It's Friday, February 6th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Kendra Nordine Beato. First, our curation of news briefs from our staff writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. A second day of talks aimed at ending Russia's war in Ukraine ended Thursday in Abu Dhabi with little progress, though with agreement on a Russia-Ukraine prisoner exchange. Discussions among U.S., Russian, and Ukrainian officials lasted only a few hours, underscoring a stalemate over issues such as territorial concessions and post-war security guarantees. Steve Witkoff, President Donald Trump's special peace envoy, said the sides agreed to swap 314 prisoners in the first exchange since October, adding that more progress is expected in the coming weeks. The Trump administration made it easier to fire around 50,000 career civil servants. A new rule finalized Thursday by the Office of Personnel Management will reclassify tens of thousands of government employees in senior roles to remove protections that had insulated them from being ousted for political reasons. The reclassification, which the administration says is necessary to address bureaucratic resistance to its priorities, has been one of President Trump's priorities since his first term. Also, NASA's Perseverance rover completed its first artificial intelligence-guided drive on another planet. The car-sized robotic rover explored Mars by analyzing images and terrain data to choose safe travel paths. Engineers usually plan these routes by hand, using photos from orbiters and rover cameras. But the long distance between Earth and Mars makes real-time control impossible and slows the process. Officials say generative AI and other smart tools could make future missions more independent and efficient. Now, today's Monitor Stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. U.S.-Iran talks set for Friday were briefly canceled, then revived at the urging of Arab governments. But the two adversaries' preferred agendas are very different. Amid reciprocal threats, does each side have a realistic grasp of what is at stake? Scott Peterson reports from London for The Monitor. Despite a president who has boosted digital money, cryptocurrency markets have been roiled in recent months by economic uncertainty and geopolitical strains. The sell-off accelerated this week. It is raising questions about theories that Bitcoin can be a kind of digital gold, a haven from financial storms. Laurent Belsey reports for The Monitor. Pricey offerings aimed at the wealthy, letting them cut lines, watch events from private boxes, and travel in comfort, now make up a growing share of consumer spending as regular Americans cut back. Some say there's a social cost to living in such a bifurcated economy. Simon Montlake reports for The Monitor. Rising price tags for a ballooning international sporting event may have many would-be Olympic hosts rethinking their bids. The International Olympic Committee is testing a new approach in Italy by using existing venues and multiple cities to shoulder the games. Story Hinckley reports from Milan for The Monitor. Olympians aren't immune to the political divisions that kindle social media, but they often find a higher purpose through their sport, fostering cooperation, hope, and support. Mark Sappenfeld and I, Kendra Nordine Beato, report from Altenburg, Germany, and Waterville Valley, New Hampshire, for The Monitor. The president's cake follows a girl who, along with her friend and her pet rooster, searches for the ingredients to make a birthday cake for Saddam Hussein. While the movie is fully her story, it also demonstrates how Iraqis survived a brutal and dehumanizing dictatorship. Peter Rayner writes for The Monitor. Now commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on Japan votes on a new model of leader. From its quality cars to its quirky cartoons, Japan has long been a global influencer. On Sunday, after Japanese voters go to the polls to elect a new parliament, it might become known for something new, an unconventional style of leadership. In fact, the election called by Prime Minister Takaichi Sanai, just months after being given the office by the ruling party, is seen by this former drummer in a heavy metal band as a referendum on her leadership more than on her policies. "Can you entrust the management of the nation to Sanai Takaichi?" she asked last month in announcing the election. "I asked the people directly to judge." Ms. Takaichi has been riding high in the polls, notably among Japan's young adults who are taken by the truth-telling authenticity, selfless vulnerability, and relatable humor of the country's first female prime minister. "She communicates in a bright, positive way, and I think that energy resonates with young people," Takio Fujimaro, a 24-year-old clerical worker, told Reuters. In part, the popularity of this former TV anchor relies on what she is not among her party's largely male members, a vague-speaking, elderly politician whose father or grandfather was in the Liberal Democratic Party. She was born into an ordinary family and speaks with clarity and simplicity, giving the conclusion first in her remarks, traits admired among younger Japanese. With about 2.6 million followers on X, she is wildly popular on social media. She jokes about her 15-minute face masks, writes with a pink pen, and carries a large black handbag that speaks to her workaholic image. She openly mirrors herself after Britain's longtime Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, even in her aspiration to be Japan's Iron Lady. Polls indicate her style and popularity can help her party win this election. If so, Japan, a rising challenger to China's aggression and one of the world's largest economies, may be in for years of an identity-changing shift. Already, Ms. Takaichi is the world's second most popular leader after India's Narendra Modi, per one poll. In a country coming out of 35 years of economic stagnation and facing demographic decline, the Japanese appear ready for a clean break. They know cosmic change may start first with down-to-earth leadership. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how when it feels as though we're bound to fail, we can rely on God to guide us to success. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Mackenzie Farkas, Ian Case, and Victoria Hoffman.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.